Yeah. Anderson .Paak, Bruno Mars. Welcome, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
I can't believe this has been so many years in the making. And is it true it started with One Drunken Day back in 2017?
No.
It's
a
few drunken days.
Yeah. Okay, check my research notes. First question, incorrect.
How did it come about? When did this all begin and who asked who?
In 2017, Andy and I were on tour together, and him and his band, the Free Nationals, they were just killing every night. We had created a friendship, and after that tour, he went off to do his thing, I went off to do my thing, and I called him on his birthday and said, that song we started in 2017, I said, come to the studio, let's finish it. And he showed up drunk on his birthday, and that song is smoking out the window.
I smashed it.
He killed it.
I did want to talk about smoking out the window. We have just heard it, but Carrie here is a big smoker. And it's nice to hear a song that I felt like was made specifically for you.
Oh, wow.
She
it's okay,
it.
Carrie. Be yeah. proud of that.
It's okay, Carrie.
All right?
I mean,
it'll
I'm
come
not,
back one
but whatever.
Yeah, it's all right.
Are we allowed, on it. Are we allowed to talk about that it is very sexy music?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're glad that you feel
Jeez.
That.
Is that
we put that energy into it?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it sounds like when I hear it, I just imagine like, man, so many people are going to get it onto this music, which makes me wonder: do you ever play your own music when you're doing the do?
No. I, when I have sex, I want to be turned on, so I don't.
Speak for yourself,
his music. I like to play his lazy song. You know,
grenade,
gorilla. Yeah, I got my Bruno playlist.
He's a pervert.
Yeah.
You said you rocked up drunk
Marry
when you
me.
Guys
Marry
finish that song. Does that mean you need to then record all the other songs in the same state? Like, do you do your best work after a whiskey, or was that just a one-off?
I don't know. Each songs have their own story, and this particular song, that was the story. His birthday, he showed up drunk. He was screaming at the top of his lungs, "I'm the king of R&B.
I can't be touched.
He said, "I'm the best singer alive.
I can't hear anything."
Yeah.
Plug in your headphones.
What's the story behind Leave the Door Open?
I that one was like a blur because, but I do remember you being outside. I remember you being outside, and I brought a guitar out. And I started playing chords, and we just started. It started off like on an acoustic guitar, and we were just going back and forth. And then our friend D Mile heard it, and we were just that one just kind of built from all different angles.
We might have been drunk for every song.
Yeah.
I think about it. Yeah.
The title.
No, but that was like he had that like. I remember he had that line. You know, I'm gonna leave the door open. And we're trying to figure out how we wanted the groove to be and stuff. And most of the songs is just as soon as we get on our instruments, he gets on the piano, I get on the drums. We just start working it out from there. And it starts building from there. And it could take, you know, 1 hour, it could take a week or so, it could take months. But the core of it is always usually us, D-Mile, just getting on the instruments and working it out.
I mean, it just sounds like the opposite to the parental advice I was given growing up when my dad was just constantly shouting, "Shut the damn door!"
Yeah.
If only I had a comeback that sounded as smooth. It's a real sound of a time. Like these songs instantly sound like soul classics, and the addition of obviously Bootsy Collins really just makes it almost a mythical experience. Have you guys just assembled a dream team for this?
I just think this is a product of a music that we grew up loving, and really like live instrumentation. You know, and real strings and an orchestra and us singing our hearts out in the rain. We wanted you to feel that. I think that just harkens back to an earlier time when guys were okay doing that.
It's a real mood and we love it, guys. We've still got plenty of questions, if you wouldn't mind sticking around through the break.
We'll get more with Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak up next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Friday arvo, and we are still joined by the guys from Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Thanks for hanging around, guys. Bruno, I have to say, I saw your live show 5 years ago or something. It was honestly the best live show I have ever seen. The instruments,
have you seen my show?
The band. Not yet, but that's what I was going to ask.
I came the year after. Continue.
I saw you both perform at the Grammys, and I just wondered, after the few years we've had, was it just awesome to be back live performing?
Yes. Love playing with this dude.
Especially with that song. Yeah. You know, me and Andy, for the first time, we get to, you know, perform on stage, because it would always be different when we were on tour together, but this was like our first time. We were like all about, yo, we got to wear suits. Our collars got to be out. Mm-hmm. We got to work out. We got to be in the best shape we could possibly be in. So it was just
juicy.
Yeah. Because that quarantine, you know.
Yeah.
Pick up a few pounds.
At the least.
The COVID coat, I believe it's called.
The COVID coat. Yeah.
There's only but so much you can do in post, CGI and stuff.
You seem to both obviously love each other's company, but also get along just so incredibly well. Do you ever have musical disagreements?
Yeah.
All the time.
That's the beauty of it, though.
Yeah.
It's, you know, being able to have a conversation, just like, and the truth is, every time you disagree, that means it's wrong. Because when it's right, it's unanimous.
Yeah.
So you're just fighting to fight.
I know what you're going to ask.
Who's normally wrong? It's Andy. Let me stop you right there.
I got a lot of trust in this guy.
Most of the time, it's Andy.
Hey, I saw, Andy, that you did Halloween. That looked fun.
Yeah. Yeah, went as a lot of my favorite musicians. A tribute, if you will.
It was beautiful.
Wasn't it amazing?
It was actually phenomenal. Did you then go trick-or-treating at all?
I went broke after all those costumes, so I didn't really have the time or the budget to go trick-or-treating. I hit my kids in the eye and tell them, Daddy was overextended.
Daddy went overboard on the ground.
Daddy went overextended for Instagram.
And it's going to be a cold winter.
We're going to turn all the lights off. No, we're going to stop crying. We're going to turn all the lights off, and we're going to go to sleep around 5 p.m.
Daddy got dressed up a few times.
Daddy wore a few wigs that he didn't know were made of real hair. And he didn't know that
he might not charge me for a while.
There's something called upcharges.
I'm just going to be honest.
Are you guys living in a street where there's other famous people that whose kids come knocking on the door?
Absolutely not.
No.
There's nobody coming through. I have no clue what my neighbors are. Only time they come over is if somebody's blocking in their parking or something. That's the only time I see my neighbors.
Well, guys, we can't wait for the album. As I said, it drops on the 12th, an evening with Silk Sonic. We're absolutely loving it. So far, Anderson .Paak, Bruno Mars, thank you so much for your time, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Carrie and Tommy. Appreciate you guys.
Can't wait to see you live in Melbourne,
yes.
Anderson. I'll be the front row.
That's right.
And then that'll be the best concert I've ever seen.
That's right.